as at the conclusion of the audit of ministries, departments and agencies as at December 31, 2016 by the audit service, out of the total claim of close to 12 billion cedis submitted by the finance ministry, the audit service was able to certify a little over 6 billion cedis, rejecting close to 6 billion cedis. This, according to the audit service, was due to the absence of relevant documentation such as warrants, contract documents, invoices, procurement records, among others. Daniel Domelevo is the auditor general.
Some people think it's just a matter of the audit service coming in and say, you are owing this, we disallow this, we are not allowing that. I've activated my constitutional authority under Article 187, Clause 7B. What I mean is I've disallowed all expenditures that were labeled rejected in the report. Before those payments can be done, it must go to the High Court, for the High Court to turn my decision. And I've signed a warning in the report that whoever authorized the payment, whoever effected the payment, and whoever received the payment, they are all candidates of surcharge.
Mr. Domelevo said internal control weakness in the public service must be seriously addressed, and those at the audit unit found to have compromised the ethics of the profession need to face the law.
The financial administration decree regulation, the first regulation is to make records available in the course of audits. So anyone who is managing or keeping public funds has a statutory duty to keep the records. We cannot find it is not an excuse. And some boldly write it as if it's a justification to tell you, yes, we spend the money, but we cannot find it. Because financial management is not about trust. It's about what? Evidence. I can't just tell you that your 20,000 that you gave me, I spend it in your interest, trust me. No. I must give you evidence that this is how I used it, and that is in your interest.
He asks officers in the various MDAs who have information on areas that escaped the service during the review to come forward and save the country from needless financial losses, encouraging the use of the Ghana Integrated Financial Management System, GIFMIS.
Irabna Paha.